بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
A major benefit brought by Imam Khomeini was familiarizing people with concept of resistance. This is the part of the speech delivered on June 4th, 2022 by Imam Khomeini, the leader of the Islamic Revolution. On the 33rd demise anniversary of Imam Khomeini, greetings be upon him. It is 43 years now that the people organized magnificent rallies on the 22nd of Bahman or on Quds Day. Is this a sign that the people have turned their backs on the revolution? This is a reason for the loyalty, resistance, and steadfastness of the people. It is a reason that Imam's lessons have influenced our great and honorable nation. At the end of my statements, I want to offer some recommendations to activists in revolutionary, social, political, and economic areas. Other young activists or others, I want to offer a number of recommendations. One is that you should not let anti-revolutionary forces and the enemy eliminate the identity of your revolution. You should not let the enemy show the truth of the revolution upside down. This is one recommendation which is important. Intelligent and wise youth should think on this. The next recommendation is that you should not allow the memory of Imam to be undermined in society. As I said, Imam is the soul of the revolution. You should not let Imam's memory be undermined. You should not let Imam be distorted.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
The next recommendation is that you should not let reactionary forces infiltrate and settle in the country. What does reactionary mean? When we say reactionary, some people begin to think of an Arakchin, an Islamic skullcap. No, a reactionary person is a person who follows the Western lifestyle and politics. This is a reactionary person. This used to be the case in our country. At the time of the corrupt and dependent Pahlavi rule, the Western lifestyle was prevalent in the country. But the revolution came and rejected it. Anyone who returns to the lifestyle is a reactionary person. A reactionary person might wear a t-shirt or jeans or a bow tie and French perfume, but they are reactionary. Anyone who moves towards the Western lifestyle and culture is reactionary. You should not let your country move towards a reactionary attitude. You should not let reactionary attitude find its place in the body of the country.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me from all the ways that were wrong. Indeed, you gave me hope. You